Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 731, The Joy of Doing Nothing, by Rachel Jonah with kateflanders.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, just like an audiobook, but instead it's free of charge. And I do get permission from the websites. Today's post is a guest article on Kate Flanders' site. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Joy of Doing Nothing by Rachel Jonah with kateflanders.com. I haven't been bored since 2009, and that's not a good thing. I'm a mother to three small kids, one of whom has special needs. My husband and I do our best to keep our life as simple as possible. We recently left the city for a small town so we could have more time for our kids and ourselves. We both work from home, which gives us a lot of flexibility, and our kids aren't signed up for lots of classes or teams. They have time for free, unstructured play, and we eat most of our meals together at the same time every day. But even with this idyllic on-paper lifestyle, there's often little time for me to simply sit and be still and quiet, and I need that time. I need to shirk off any worries, clear my brain, and simply do nothing. You probably do too. In 2010, I got excited about minimalism and spent 3 months ruthlessly decluttering my home. It was cathartic, exciting, and fruitful. My husband and I got rid of things that were meant for some day that never came, and unshackled ourselves from the belief that our possessions represented who we were. We saw that we really needed a lot less than we thought we did, and we sold a lot of things, my wedding dress, our car, and we were able to pay off almost $80,000 in debt. It was humbling and invigorating all at once, and it kicked off what I would later realize was a lifelong journey searching for simplicity in my life. Because once I got rid of the stuff, I found that yes, my life was easier in many ways, but it also made me see having less was great, wanting less was even better. Nod to Joshua Becker for that idea. Another layer to this whole minimalist journey was revealed. How do you make yourself want less? It's a hard question to answer. I kept asking it of myself and kept finding that I wanted less, felt less concerned with conventional measures of success like deep and expensive wardrobes, new kitchens, and impressive salaries, when I lived my values more, when I spent more time outside, when I worked on being a kinder person, when I put my phone and laptop away and spent more time offline, when I did those things that make me feel great, exercising, reading a good book, connecting with friends, and cooking a nourishing meal at home. When I tried something new, be it a sport or a creative pursuit, I felt less focused on wanting stuff and felt more peace and connection with myself. Shutting out advertisements as much as possible has also helped me want less. I don't keep tabs on trends or fads or what the latest gadgets can do. Wanting less has been a long, slow, and continual process built around making my life align with my values. Of course, shifting your life to really align with your values takes time. It's an ongoing process, and there's no quick solution. But there is one small quick way I have found to get that same peace and connection with myself daily. It doesn't involve trying rock climbing for the first time or committing to a weekly volunteer shift at the library. It's easy, it's free, and you can do it anywhere. It's doing nothing. Doing nothing can sound lazy. This is not doing nothing as in, I've been sitting around in my pajamas all Sunday watching television as a form of procrastination. This is not doing nothing when you're supposed to be doing something. This is an intentional, quick break to reset and de-stress. Think, using that time on the bus not to distract yourself with a podcast and several flips through your social media accounts, but rather sitting on the bus, ears and eyes open, letting any worries or stresses go and enjoying the scenery that flies by. It's keeping the television dark after 9 o'clock so you can take some deep breaths and calm your mind before you go to bed. It's starting your day at a slow pace and without distraction and noises so you can have a clear head for the day to come. And sometimes it is even taking a quick break in the middle of your workday to walk outside, inhale some fresh air, and let go of whatever thoughts are cluttering your mind. Doing nothing is a way to restart your brain. Escaping or blocking out the noise and thoughts of the day gives me a space to reboot myself. My oldest son is into all things ninja, and he likes to do a pose where he stands on one leg and has his hands in front of him in prayer position with his eyes closed. He calls it being in the center of peace. My center of peace is sitting with a mug of peppermint tea and staring at a fire, letting any concerns or worries leave my brain. Sometimes my center of peace is just a pause during the day, a few minutes for deep breaths and silence. Finding my center of peace lets me empty out any negative thoughts or worries and reset. It's really hard to shut the noise out these days. We are always connected. Information is always rolling at us. Now more than ever, we need to protect our mental real estate. We need to empty our brains of other people's Instagram posts and our worries over the what-ifs in our lives. Put the screens away, sit in a quiet room, and simply do nothing. If that sounds scary, if being without entertainment or worry sounds uncomfortable, start slowly. Try to make some of your activities quiet. Cook without music on or walk to work in silence. Work towards time, however brief, spent in silence without thinking about the next thing to do. Think of it as a luxury you gift yourself, the time to simply do nothing. You just listened to the post titled The Joy of Doing Nothing by Rachel Jonah with kateflanders.com. And today's post was a guest writer. Rachel writes about living simply with kids at theminimalistmom.com and is the author of Do Less, A Minimalist Guide to a Simplified, Organized, and Happy Life. So you can check out more of her work, again, at theminimalistmom.com. If you find doing nothing frustrating or mindfulness, all this stuff, check back. I'm going to have a post from David Kane of Raptitude really soon that talks about all of that. It's a good one. So that will do it for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day with me. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.